In session from recess. Next order of business is a mid-year insurance update. Lady and gentlemen. How are you all today?
Good.
It
sounds like you guys are trying to get your time all in there. Right?
This is going to be a very busy month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And from all accounts, it sounds like it's going to be a warm month as well.
Yes, and hopefully not as dry as what they're predicting, but maybe. Gentlemen, we have just a mid-year report for you guys. We have a service calendar with you, and one of the things we committed to is to come over and do this meeting. So we don't have a long agenda by any means, but just wanted to update you and then just get any feedback we can on where we are and what we're doing. So just running through this report, this is your experience accounting summary. Just goes through the actual claims costs for the county on health insurance. Period that it's going from is from April 1st of 2010 through March 31st of 2011. It'd be the first thing to look at. And then paid through May. So in other words, services that were incurred through March and then any bills that came in through May for those services is what we're looking at. Obviously, this is not the data they're going to use to put your renewal together. We're going to have a lot of water run under the bridge between now and then, but this at least gives us kind of a feel for where we are today.
Can I ask you, the reporting period itself that's listed, is that the time that the insurance was in place, or is it?
This just gave us the most current as far as it gave a year, and this is the most current data that we have. They have 12 months on.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll use the current year and then they'll use the prior year as well when they actually calculate the renewal. But this just gives us a feel for where we are. And if you'll remember, and Ron, I think you were part of the discussions last year as we were looking at this as well. We had a pretty good-sized increase from Mercy Health Plans, who had the insurance before. They were bought out by Coventry. The increase we originally got was like 32%. Coventry came in with their program, and then the renewal came in a little over 10%, like 10.5 or something like that. And so, you know, we really didn't know what to expect when we got this report. As I told Commissioner Straufus, it's kind of a mixed bag. You are running what they would call hot. Your claims are more than what the insurance company would want them to be at this point. But, again, that's just at this point. So,
where would they hope us to be?
Well, you know, really with health care reform, just to kind of get it down to brass tacks, 15% is the target where all these insurance companies are looking for their administrative load. So if your claims were 85% of billed premium, you'd be pretty well on track. You're at 96%. So,
and this goes back 12 months.
12 months, that's right.
So if we had some individuals, I mean, we've had some reduction in staff, we've had some people retire. Mm-hmm. So all those factors we'll start seeing as the months go on.
You will. I mean, basically, that changes your risk pool.
Right.
The challenge is you don't know whether that's a positive or a negative change.
Exactly. I mean, that's the downside.
So, you know, the folks that used to be on that aren't on now, if they were healthier than average, then your numbers will go up.
Okay.
Vice versa. So, anyway, there are the numbers. The second page just kind of goes through a monthly accounting of what the bills paid were versus the premiums collected. It just slices and dices the numbers in a couple, three different ways. If you're interested to see as a good example, the employee claims versus the family members claims, so on and so forth. And then...
I see the incurred, total incurred like on April 2010 was $127,504 on the second page, first
yep.
line item.
Yep.
Does it show what we actually took in?
As far as the premiums?
Yeah.
The only thing you have is back on page one, where it talks about the total premiums billed. It doesn't give you a monthly breakdown on that.
But I could divide that by 12?
It'd be awfully close. You're going to have it,
so,
you know, like you said.
$105,000 or $120,000 maybe, something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're upside down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, your loss ratio is 96.46%.
Some months worse than others, though.
Right.
Okay.
Right. As a matter of fact, March was very poor. And that was the last date on this piece. You had $221,000
worth of claims. March and November were horrible. Okay.
Yeah, November was particularly bad.
Okay. And you'll see that. You know, somebody will go in for a large claim or a shock loss. Sometimes you just have, you know, a large bill that will come in a given month.
All right.
And then page three, as you go through, would go through your at those shock losses we talked about. You have a pooling point at $100,000. What that means is once a claim hits $100,000, you're not charged for that experience against your plan for the rest of the year. You have one claim that's exceeded that and just barely. The good news is that claim's not going to count against you for the rest of the year. The bad news is that it already hits you for, you know, $100,000. So if we have a positive development in regard to, you know, large shock losses, we don't have others that come on, then hopefully that will help us a little. But as you guys can see, there's an employee that had a $100,000 claim, another one with an $84,000 claim. And again, we don't get any specifics due to HIPAA laws. We don't have a clue who these folks are. We don't know, and candidly shouldn't know, that kind of information. But we do know that you know, these are the big claims that have been paid out so far this year. But you'll notice that three... Technical difficulties. There you go. But you'll see that three of the folks that are on that, there's 15 claimants that had over $20,000 in claims. Three of those people, if you look in, there's member and it just lists them through 15. The next column is whether they're active or terminated. There are three people with large claims that are no longer here. So to Commissioner Strophas's comment earlier, hopefully that will have a positive impact. Unfortunately, there are 12 members that have some pretty large claims that are still with us, but we don't, you know, we'll just have to see how they develop.
John, what time, when do they start getting the, I'm staying close to the sink so I can get this thing in.
When do they start gathering what for the renewal?
For the renewal?
Right. What month is that?
With a group your size, we try to get them to give us the renewal, and we have to really claw and fight. We really try to get it by October the 1st, somewhere in that neighborhood, okay? For them to get you an October 1st renewal, their data point is probably going to stop. I'm going to say we'll be lucky if August isn't in there. It may be July.
And it'll be a 12-month snapshot at that point.
It'll be right. Well, and they'll use, there's a what they call a blending. They'll take last year and they'll take this year. So a traditional model would say they'll take the claims experience from the most current 12 months and say 70% of that will count against you. And then from the prior 12 months, they'll use 30% of that. And what they do with that, hopefully, is keep the renewals from spiking in a bad year or being, you know, going up or down too quickly. So the last 24 months will impact your renewal.
If I'm looking just at 2011, you have 3 months. They don't look good.
Back to page two.
Back to page two.
Yes, sir.
You've got one, at least with your calculations, Jim, that hits basically the average premium. The other two are way above.
Right. And I'm also looking to see what's going to fall off between now and renewal time when they start, and not anything that helps us.
No, March is going to be in there, and that's the, you know, the one, and November is going to be in there too.
I mean, so we could expect a pretty good increase then.
If you're, you know, if you're subtracting out that June, July, and August,
which helps us.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm looking at vice versa, I mean, it looks like our best months are going to fall off.
And it just depends on what the next months are going to be. And then those months, and again, it will go back 24 months. So those really don't fall off, but they're weighted less in the renewal. So, yes, I mean, just down to it, you're looking at some claims costs. March didn't help us. Just down to brass tacks, we were running okay through that point. You also have, and this is just going through, you have to look at your loss ratio. You have to look at the administrative costs of the insurance company, which, again, are about 15%. It's a good kind of rule of thumb. And then you have to look at what you call medical trend. And a medical trend is what's the cost of receiving the same type of care for the same conditions next year versus this year.
And they're still trying to get to a 15% administrative fee. So if I'm doing simple math, we could see at this current trend a 15 to 20% increase.
If you, based on these numbers,
yeah,
and I knew you'd ask that, with all the caveats from up front, these aren't the numbers, but yeah, you're looking somewhere in that
15 range. To 20% increase.
Based on these. Just down to brass tacks.
Maybe.
Sure.
Could be a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Based on what your criteria.
Yeah, I mean, if we have any more Marches in here, if we have an April and a May like this March, we're at 25%.
Well, hopefully June, July, and August, if they're as good as they are, and we see that in a lot of groups where people in the summertime will not get elective medical care, they're doing other things, they're having vacations, they're doing that. So hopefully, as those drop off, hopefully the ones that replace it will be good as well. But, we just won't know until the actual numbers come in. But that is healthcare in America. Any other questions on this, gentlemen?
Not from me.
You're okay. All right. Any direction for us or anything that you'd like us to be working on that you need? I see Dixie back there. Any questions?
Well, I have a question. Is there anything in the way of is there anything we could be doing differently? I don't think that there is, but maybe there is as...
And that's something, and Commissioner Hausman, I would like to bring over some of the work we've been doing in regard to controllable costs, we call it, and that is just educating your staff on where they utilize care, where the emergency room versus urgent care versus office visits, the type of prescriptions they take. I mean, there are some items that we certainly can educate. We've seen some good things. And I'd like to meet with you, and we've kind of had that meeting on the agenda, and I know that hopefully we'll get to it pretty quick. And yes, I think there are some things, some initiatives that we can put together, and some of the other groups that we have here, and locally in the Tri-Lakes area, we are doing some things. We're seeing some positive trends. So yes, I believe there are some ways we can help. It's not going to lower your cost. It's not going to, as far as if you're looking at a 15 to 20% increase. We may be able to get that down to 10 to 15%,
but that's significant.
That's right. Real money. And so that's absolutely, we'd like to engage with you guys in that way.
We start BOE today at 1 o'clock, and we're going to do that till the end of the month. But I can meet prior to 9 a.m., and unless we schedule nights, I can meet evening, but that's going to be my only opportunity. And I would prefer to do it sooner rather than later. I really want us to do whatever we can.
You want me to get, we can call Nikki or Jillian and just get that on the schedule?
I'd
be happy to meet on a Saturday or whenever you want to get together.
I'm available for you, so
that
whatever
would be,
we can schedule.
That'd be great.
Again, if we're not starting BOE until right now, we're scheduled at 9 every morning. That also is an opportunity to move that back to 8, but because we're talking about additional. But I could certainly meet in the morning real early.
Okay.
Also.
Saturday.
We'll
call over. We'll get that on the schedule, and then we'll just figure out the best time.
Maybe we could coordinate that with you, Dick, so that you could sit on that as well with them.
Great. Great.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Thumb and Cleo.
The time right in.
Yep, we're good.
Randy, you want to come up? And Ron? Gentlemen, we had set a sign. We had postponed to a definite time of 10:15. It's 10:15. The thumb bid, and hopefully a breakdown of what those bids were and any calls that you might have made. Randy?
Basically, we went through, we had four bidders, Victor L. Phillips being the highest bid, and Potter Equipment Company being the lowest bid on a thumb installed on our Hitachi excavator. I did call Potter and talk to the salesman that submitted the bid, and he says that price is accurate. I questioned him. He didn't list a warranty on there. I did ask him, and it would just be a manufacturer warranty that would come with the thumb itself, which is basically the same as some of these others that have a warranty that come with the actual thumb itself. So, and most of them are just a 1 year. Fabic does have a 2 year warranty on theirs.
Does a possibility exist if we so desire with whomever we choose that we could purchase an extended warranty, or is that even something we'd want to consider, Dan?
That might be a question with this. If we accept one of these bids, we could ask that they give us an extended warranty on this particular product if we decide to go with a low bidder.
Okay. So is it your recommendation that you're going to go with Potter?
Yes, we recommend that we go with Potter, being they are the low bidder.
And every indication shows it's...
Every indication that he gave me that should be accurate. Something happens that isn't, we'll deal with it at a later time. But I'm, as far as I know, that looks like a good price. It's signed. They were clearly bid spec like everybody else, and should be a good price.
Motion for approval of Potter as the low bidder on the thumb for the Hitachi, is that the way you pronounce it?
Hitachi excavator.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bid to Potter Equipment on the hydraulic thumb. Any discussion?
In that discussion, I would like to say that we want him to go out for, or not to go out, but just ask if we can get an extended warranty on this and what it might cost.
Randy, if you'll pursue that and see what the additional cost would be for an extended warranty of up to at least an additional year, okay, so that we have 2 year, or whatever they have, just so that we have some options there. Any other discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Randy, is there any other items within Road and Bridge that we need to bid in the near future?
Yes. We, in talking with the supervisors and some of our work, we do have a piece of equipment or two that we would like to buy an additional one or replace. One would be a power self-propelled broom that we've had a lot of problems with. They're not a long-life machine, and we're going to have to look into investing in a new one.
Can you work up some specs with Mr. Erickson, perhaps pull some old specs out that we can go from, and chat with him if you would, if you'd give him some time to talk about the bidding process of Road and Bridge, because eventually he's going to be handling all the bids within the county system for us.
Okay.
I appreciate that very much.
The only thing I would just want to preface is that we don't have a lot of money in our equipment purchase.
We don't have any, do we?
Looking, vehicle maintenance, we're at 170. We budgeted 173. Equipment purchase, we have zero.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
we don't have a whole lot of anything, so...
Right.
I mean, we can check the prices of the broom, but
I would like to look year-to-date where we're at on the total budget of the
that's
road bridge.
Part of what Rick's going to be doing next. He's providing that next week for us. But, yeah, we don't have any equipment purchases whatsoever. We have vehicle maintenance and equipment repair. Those combined total up to $273. But I don't know where we'll know where we stand next week, halfway through the year.
Didn't we just get from Rick the latest budget?
That's where I got my zero.
Where you knew where the line was. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, we have in front of us the Clio agreement.
That's just an annual presentation made to us for acceptance.
And to elaborate just a bit, CLIO is the Council of Local Elected Officials for the Ozark Region Workforce Investment Act, and the federal government has made a couple of changes to that, which requires the presiding commissioner, when appointing someone to serve in their capacity, to notify them that they have to have a proxy in case they wish to vote. But there are some different changes that the Fed has come down with. All this does is provide us with a new contract that brings us into compliance, and they ask for the presiding commissioner's signature on this agreement.
Do you need a motion for approval?
We do need a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the new CLIO consortium agreement has been presented today. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Did you want to chat with us, John? Ah. Approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll as presented. And this is for the following week. It's a little different because of some personnel staffing issues, right? So we're approving a little earlier than normal.
Okay.
But it's all been submitted and double checked like normal. It's been accelerated.
You're doing it a day early because of the holidays.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
That's all, isn't it, gentlemen?
That's all till one.
Till one.